Well, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to do our wine and nine news nuggets brought to you by San Simeon Wines, our friends that you can, of course, find your favorite wine at sansimeonwines.com.
We have enjoyed all the varietals, truly. It is such a great wine, continually celebrated and awarded extremely high marks across all publications.
And we're grateful to be joined by Anthony Riboli, a member of the Riboli family, really this family business that started San Antonio Winery and San Simeon Wines. Man, San Antonio Winery goes back to, is it 1917, Anthony?
That's it, Gary. You got it.
And that's, so you guys have been in business for more than 100 years. Explain what it is that, how as a kid, do you grow up with this business and then get involved with it, make the decision to be in the family business?
They have to let you in. That's the key right there. So, you know, I think it's bringing something to the game, right? Bringing something to the company and to the family that's different than isn't there already. And I think that's been a great asset, is having everybody bring a different skill set. So mine just happened to be the winemaking side. So
it's not just the winemaking side. I think you were instrumental in the redesign a few years ago. These are just beautiful labels, beautiful bottle.
Thank you. Well, we wear a lot of hats. That's, again, the nature of a family business. And as you both know, we're very active in what we do as a family, and we're very much involved. And so we multitask well, let's put it that way, right?
Well, if you had, what does it say on your business card, though? I know you wear a lot of hats, but what is your official title there?
Fourth generation winemaker.
That's what it says. Okay.
Four generations. You worked alongside your dad and your grandfather. I've heard great stories about your grandmother.
Oh yeah, no, she's a force of nature, no question. she's almost 98. She'll be 98 in December, and just an incredible visionary. You know, she strongly always believed in reinvesting in real estate, whether commercial real estate or vineyards, and also the restaurant inside the winery in downtown Los Angeles. That was completely her vision that she created back in 1974. Really just an amazing work ethic, but great vision, great, you know, ideas, always trying new things. So incredible, incredible person, truly.
We're talking with Anthony Riboli, the fourth generation winemaker who has brought us San Simeon Wines. SanSimeonWines.com is where you can find the information about the different varietals. And Shannon and I have spent a lot of time in the Paso Robles area up in Monterey as well. Just simply being California natives, it's hard to avoid that. But I have family there. She travels there all the time. What is it about that area of California, that specific portion of this great state that provides us this great wine?
Well, I think a lot of it's the ocean, Gary. I mean, the Pacific Ocean just has such an influence on the climate, whether it's the fog or the wind, and then also the soil itself, especially in Paso Robles. You know, that soil is all, a lot of it is chalky limestone, and that's all based because that was all ancient ocean at one time. The whole area was actually covered with ancient oceans, so millions of years ago. So really, the ocean has such a big part of it, and that was a lot of the inspiration for our San Simeon, the name, and obviously the ocean scene on the label and the lighthouse is all part of the importance of the ocean in growing great grapes in that area.
I was able to go to your tasting room up there earlier in this mess of a pandemic that we find ourselves in, but it was such a great time. Chelsea, Karen, Tracy are there, and it's really a family. You feel like family. They treat you like family when you're there, and that's one of the things that I love about wine tasting in Paso Robles is it's not, you know, and I'm not knocking Napa or Sonoma or whatever. I love it up there too, but in Paso, it's more of a user-friendly experience, I've found.
Yeah, I think that there's something about that, you know, a little more friendly, maybe not as, you know, appointment-driven, and allowing people to just kind of in a more relaxed environment. And I think there's a, you know, certainly some people want a more advanced, you know, appointment, very set, very structured, and I think other areas can do that. But Paso is really I think, made its name on making great wine, but giving an experience that is a bit more relaxed and laid back.
Yeah, and that's a great way to describe it. It's just a more relaxed area. And the thing is, it's super easy to get to from L.A. or anywhere in California, but it's super easy. You know, drive up 5, you make a left at the 46, and you're there in no time at all. Anthony, this has just been, we've been so happy to partner with you guys to bring us the 9 news nuggets every week. And what if you had to, well, this is going to be.
He might not be able to pick one, but I had the same question, you know.
If you were to choose a varietal on that San Simeon label, what is your favorite?
That's like choosing between my two daughters.
I knew.
I like better.
That's why I stopped
myself.
You two are
making life difficult here. Well, let's keep it simple. And in all fairness, I mean, certainly the Cabernet Sauvignon from Paso Robles is an incredible wine. And then I'd go with the Chardonnay from Monterey. I mean, those are really the two best varietals, I think, from those areas. And they really reflect the terroir, the soil, all the climate we were just talking about. So, you know, I think those are still the two. But again, I'm one of those people that, you know, each month or the weather or what I'm eating does affect my choices. But right now, I'll go with those two. How's that?
Excellent. Excellent choices.
That's a great choice.
Anthony Riboli, fourth generation winemaker, thank you for your time. Thanks for partnering with us for these 9 news nuggets. And thanks for the wine, by the way.
Of course. Well, I know you two love wine. So anytime, and, you know, really appreciate your time. And, you know, hopefully you both have a nice weekend. And, you know, we got to have a little positivity out there, right? That's the goal.
Exactly.
A little positivity.
I love it. Thanks, Anthony. Hope to see you soon.
Take care.
You bet. And don't forget, you can go to sansimeonwines.com, find your favorite wine, pick some up for this weekend, pick some up for next week, whatever you want to do. They're sold all over Southern California. You can find them anywhere. Again, sansimeonwines.com.
You will not be disappointed.